WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was in El Salvador for an extraordinary offer.
Secretary of State Rubio said the president of El Salvador had offered to host dangerous criminals of any nationality in his country's notorious prisons, even Americans.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
Rubio called it an unprecedented offer of friendship, but it'll face steep legal hurdles. The Bill of Rights protects Americans from cruel and unusual punishment.
ABC Shannon Kingston. The Senate confirmed fossil fuel executive Chris Wright as energy secretary. Wright has been one of that industry's loudest voices against efforts to fight climate change. Notre Dame announced the death of basketballer John Shumate. He led the Fighting Irish to a 71-70 upset of UCLA in January of 74, ending the Bruins' record 88-game winning streak. He was 72. This is ABC News. With lawyers for nonprofit groups saying they're still struggling to get already promised grants and loans, a federal judge in Washington is likely to keep a temporary block on the administration's bid to freeze federal funding. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said his constituents pay heavy taxes. This funding freeze deprives them of what they've paid for.
Trump caused chaos last week, and now he's causing higher prices with the potential of this trade war. We are not seeing sound economic policy. We are not seeing sound governance. What we are seeing is higher costs and more chaos and confusion.
After a warning letter about church-state separation from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Isabella County, Michigan Sheriff Michael Main says a Bible passage will be removed from the entrance to the new county jail. The sheriff said the intent was to honor first responders and police, not promote religion. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee has now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
I'm watching them and listening to the things that when they talk about, that's helped shape my career and how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, so I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. Fire firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows near 5 to 10. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs right around 20 degrees. Snow developing for Wednesday. Even some freezing rain mixed at times, high near 30. Current temp is 30.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Will Wisconsin be spared from the dumbest trade war ever? Plus, what is a special government employee and how do I get one? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. This is the beginning of a brand new week and the closing scenes of American democracy. This is getting real very, very fast. We got a lot to talk about today. Ken Martin is the new DNC chairman. They say he's a knife fighter. We'll find out today, right? And David Hogg, you know, the Parkland anti-gun guy. Has won one of the vice chair DNC positions. That's good. Ken Martin tells Trump, we're taking the gloves off. Well, it's about time. We've been waiting. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, could the Democrats' lack of resistance be a green light for tyranny? And there were huge anti-Trump protests this weekend in Los Angeles, Houston, all across the country. Did you see a single word about it on national media? I did not. I learned about it on Reddit and then went out and poked around, and sure enough, I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. Where's the media? And Europeans on democracy's front lines offer advice to Americans. Never give up. 160,000 people rallied in Berlin against the far right. Could we have some of that, please? In the second hour of our program, Alex Lawson, our friend with Social Security Works and the guy who used to fill in for me when we were in D.C., great guy, Alex. Do Republicans want 89-year-olds to have to work at Jimmy John's because their health care was taken away? Apparently. We'll talk about that. Also, will all the 18 to 25-year-olds automatically sign up for military and war under Trump and Musk? Does it look like Trump is preparing for his war with Mexico or Canada? Tyranny has its wants. And also, did you hear that Pete Hegseth threw the mainstream media out of the Pentagon briefing room and replaced them with One America News and Breitbart? Yeah, I didn't think you'd heard that. It's true. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, has the U.S. government become Elon Musk's new and best ever acquisition? Plus, Trump gets the best ever flood the zone strategy stooge. What a combo to help welcome into tyranny. And why does Trump have a new South African plan? It's got something to do with white people being persecuted in South Africa? Yes, of course. And suck up to Trump and your legal troubles go poof. The story of a Republican congressman who did just that. So, a lot to talk about. My Hartman Report daily take at HartmanReport.com is titled, Could the Democrats' Lack of Resistance Be a Green Light for Tyranny? Donald Trump has been president for almost 2 months. What, 5 weeks, 4 weeks? No, it's been three. It's 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. Holy cow, that's how fast the time has flown. And here we are. He was sworn in on January 20th. It's February, what is the date today? The 3rd. And where are the Democrats? You know, I've written two pieces and done two, you know, kind of major rants about this. You know, where are the Democrats? But here we are, under the guise of a 44-year campaign to reverse middle-class advances under the New Deal in the Great Society. Republicans have been promoting, both in Congress and in the Supreme Court, a basically neo-fascist agenda. And now it is fully here. Trump is nakedly breaking the law right in front of the entire country, just as progressive Democrats have been predicting. Not a single elected Republican has had the courage to try to stop this. He's illegally firing career civil service prosecutors in the DOJ and agents of the FBI. The principal message that he's conveying is Donald Trump, his family, and his friends are above the law. Investigate them and you will lose your job. He's illegally fired inspectors general who search out and prosecute corruption within their own agencies. He's illegally impounded money appropriated by Congress. He's illegally imposing tariffs against Canada and Mexico. Yes, there are specific rules. Presidents can impose tariffs, but only for four reasons. And he's not meeting any of those reasons. So he's illegally imposing tariffs against Mexico and Canada, turning our friends against us, just like Putin has dreamed of for years. USAID. This was created by John Kennedy and Congress. You know, Congress authorized this, so you can't just take it down. But that's what Elon Musk says he's going to do. He's going to kill it off. In fact, there's nobody at USAID offices today because Elon Musk told them not to come in. When did we elect Elon Musk again? Please remind me. And now this South African billionaire has apparently downloaded all of your and my private information from the federal agencies responsible for making $6 trillion a year in payments, including all the information about his competitors. And this was all done with the explicit permission of Treasury Secretary and billionaire Scott Bessent, who was put into his job with the votes of 15 compliant Democratic senators. Senator Patty Murray, who voted against Bessent, said, all of your most sensitive data and our country's checkbook are now in the hands of an unelected billionaire. This is the most corrupt administration in history and is putting our economy and government in serious jeopardy. It's time to speak out and fight back. You think? Hell, it's way past time to speak out and fight back. I mean, it started with the Reagan Revolution. This is not some radical thing that just popped up last week. This started in 1981, when Republicans claimed that corporations were persons with rights guaranteed under the Bill of Rights. Democrats could have spoken out, progressives did, but instead, Bill Clinton encouraged corporate contributions to his new Democrats. When Republicans said businesses and corporations bribing politicians was legal and could even be considered tips, Democrats could have spoken out, but other than the progressives, didn't. Instead, the problem solvers and many others simply put their hands out. When Republicans gutted union protections, borrowed $34 trillion to fund tax breaks for billionaires, and ended support for college tuition, Democrats could have spoken out, but other than the progressives, didn't. Instead, many moved to the center. When Republicans fought voting rights and purged over 50 million voters from the rolls over the past decade, giving Trump the White House last year, Democrats could have raised hell, but other than the progressives, didn't. Instead, they abandoned red states, often not even bothering to run candidates. When Republicans denied climate change and went to the mat to protect the hundreds of billions in subsidies for the fossil fuel industry every year, Democrats could have spoken out. Progressives did. But instead, Democrats complained about disruptive groups protesting pipelines. And when Republicans raised an entire AstroTurf Tea Party to fight progressive efforts to put a Medicare for all option into Obamacare, Democrats could have fought for their constituents, but they didn't. I mean, progressives tried to. But instead, what we got was privatized Obamacare and weak negotiations. In each case, progressive Democrats were ahead of the curve, and corporate Democrats either ignored or even obstructed needed reforms. Republicans, meanwhile, have been steamrolling ahead ever since 1971, when Lewis Powell laid out his memo. And now we're just months from finishing off our Democratic Republic, silencing all voices of dissent and guaranteeing, like Trump promised, that we may never be able to again even vote in a meaningful election with candidates who aren't pre-vetted by billionaires. The greatest danger America is facing today, because Democratic messaging and outrage have been so weak for so long, is that average people won't realize what's happening until it's too late. Meanwhile, the leadership in the Democratic Party, Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, have both come out and said, we're not going to fight every single outrage. Really? Trump is working to make it as hard as possible to fight his fascist vision of America by attacking, threatening and suing reporters and media outlets, while his billionaire buddies in AIPAC threaten to fund primary challenges against any politician, Democrat or Republican, who dares to challenge them. And the threats are working. The media is walking on pins and needles, trying to avoid pissing off Trump or Musk. The FCC just launched an investigation that could lead to the end of NPR and PBS. Major networks are paying off Trump to settle frivolous lawsuits. Democrats are treating Vichy Republicans as if they were good faith colleagues during normal times, many even voting for Trump's cabinet nominees. These are not normal times. Our democracy is hanging by a thread. The simple reality is this MAGA takeover, the GOP, has turned it into essentially an agent of Putin's Russia and Xi's China. And an immigrant billionaire is deconstructing our government like a toddler busting up a Lego set. Democrats campaigned on the notion that Trump was a fascist. They need to start acting like they believe that, because it's true. Before Trump and Musk finalized the Orban and Putin governmental model, making any kind of response impossible, Democrats need to shut down the House. They need to shut down the Senate. They need to challenge Mike Johnson's speakership. They need to fight every unanimous consent vote. They need to use quorum calls to bring floor business to a standstill. They need to put holds on every Trump nominee, even for things like naming post offices or non-controversial positions. They need to hold a major press conference every day and coordinate with Democrats across the nation to amplify that day's message across local and national media. And they need to organize political guerrilla theater and mass protests. And we all need to be calling our members of the House and Senate, 202-224-3121. Write it down. Put it on your refrigerator with a magnet. 202-224-3121. It only took Hitler 53 days to use legal means to turn Germany from a functioning democracy into a dictatorship. And we have officially gone way too far on this. And if we don't stop Trump and Musk and Project 2025, if Democrats don't step up and stop this insanity, we're going to lose our country. We're going to become, you know, the next Hungary, the next Russia, with a strongman dictator and a timid billionaire-owned political party on his side, and, you know, and a bunch of frightened people on the other side. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Meanwhile, Trump says he's going to pause tariffs on Mexico for 1 month. They're going to send troops to the border. Isn't that sweet?
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious minority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason in our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today. Or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511. And to become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere, visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The king walks tall, crown shining bright. No one dares stand and fight. The light turns green, he moves ahead, while the ones who swore to stop him turn and bow instead. Is tyranny getting a green light? Are we just watching as the dark takes the night? When silence
Justice Department, Emil Vovey, the one of Donald Trump's lawyers, is now the acting deputy attorney general. He's in charge of the Justice Department. And they're demanding that all the FBI agents let them know by no later than tomorrow afternoon. I heard a report this morning that said it was this afternoon, so I'm not sure. I read in the newspaper that it was tomorrow. Whether or not they worked on any January 6th prosecutions, the assumption is that they will all be purged. We're talking maybe thousands of FBI people. Juan Cat, Allie Davis writing an open letter to the majority of congressional Democrats. Understand that Republicans are no longer your colleagues and they sure as hell aren't your friends. Stop making it easy and fun for fascists to take over the government. Understand you cannot ride this out. Stop playing by the rules. Stop being polite. Force them to eat each other. Yeah, once you have made Elon Musk radioactive, hang him around Trump's neck. Throw Musk's crimes at Donald Trump's feet over and over. You know, it goes on from there. By the way, did you know that there was there were massive anti-Trump, and really the focus of these was anti-ICE, anti-immigration crackdown protests. They shut down two different freeways in Los Angeles. They shut down downtown Los Angeles for 5 hours. They were in Houston. They were in little towns all over the country. I didn't see this on any national media this way. Now, I confess, I did not watch all of the network shows. You know, I didn't watch the only Sunday shows I watched were on MSNBC and CNN. But I didn't see this even mentioned. And they'd shut down one of our biggest cities. I understand that there is a big demonstration, nationwide demonstration planned for the 5th. That's Wednesday, if my math is right. Day after tomorrow. So you might want to, you know, look into that and see what's being planned near you. At least 160,000 just rallied in Berlin over the weekend against AFD, the right-wing neo-fascist party that Elon Musk is promoting so enthusiastically and so heavily. What they're specifically upset about is that the Christian Democratic Union, which is kind of Germany's Republican Party, has now made a pact, made common cause with AFD, when historically the right wing or the conservative parties in Germany would have nothing to do with the Nazi parties. But now the conservative party in Germany is joining with the neo-Nazi party, and this has Germans genuinely flipped out. And the issue, by the way, on immigration, they're trying to pass legislation to purge Germany of brown-skinned immigrants. Yeah, of course. Of course they are.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, Mexico is back down and Canada is fighting back. And Europeans have a message for America. I'll tell you about that after the break and I'll pick up your calls. Stay tuned. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was in El Salvador for an extraordinary offer.
Secretary of State Rubio said the president of El Salvador had offered to host dangerous criminals of any nationality in his country's notorious prisons, even Americans.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
Rubio called it an unprecedented offer of friendship, but it'll face steep legal hurdles. The Bill of Rights protects Americans from cruel and unusual punishment.
ABC Shannon Kingston. The Senate confirmed fossil fuel executive Chris Wright as energy secretary. Wright has been one of that industry's loudest voices against efforts to fight climate change. Notre Dame announced the death of basketballer John Shumate. He led the Fighting Irish to a 71-70 upset of UCLA in January of 74, ending the Bruins' record 88-game winning streak. He was 72. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count making The Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee's now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
Watching them and listening to things when they talk about, that's helped shape my career on how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, so I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s, a wintry mix Wednesday. Right now it's 28.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3 o'clock, I'm joined by Supreme Court candidate and current Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. We discuss Brad Schimmel getting on his knees. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Lines. Damn it, justice. If you're in the science. They call it greatness. But we all see. This ain't a cabinet. It's a travesty. Welcome to Trump's Wrecking Crew, where the rich get richer and we get screwed. No law, no truth, no democracy, just greed, corruption, and hypocrisy.
Welcome back. Europeans are giving us advice, in particular giving Democrats advice. Julian Borger writing for The Guardian. When Serbians toppled the dictator Slobodan Milosevic in a revolution in 2000, They had left autocracy behind, but the country's fragile democracy has shrunk steadily over the past few years under current President Aleksandar Vučić. He notes their lesson is nothing to take for granted. Šordan Šivić of the Belgrade Center for Security Policy said, "I never liked the metaphor of a frog in slowly boiling water, but it applies very well to our situation. One decision at a time, our regime has stripped Serbia of its democratic system. It didn't come overnight. First, they captured the media, then the judiciary, then other independent institutions, then they started rigging the elections, and finally they're trying to strip us of the right of freedom of assembly. So my advice to Americans is never relax, always be on guard. Democracy is not a given, not even in the land of the free. Things can always go backwards. You have to fight for your rights. Otherwise, someone will take them away from you." Slovakia is going through the same thing. The current Prime Minister, Robert Fico, came to power in 2023, just, 2 years ago. He only had 23% of the vote, but he put together a coalition. He shut down the special prosecutor's office, which had been established to fight corruption. He extended political control over state and privately owned media. He purged cultural institutions and put loyalists in charge. And now he's working with Vladimir Putin as an ally of Slovakia. Poland went through 8 years of democratic backsliding with the Law and Justice Party. But the one thing that happened in Poland that didn't happen in these two other countries was that the government was not successful in seizing control of the media. 70% of the media in Poland was still independently owned and was fighting back. And as a result, they threw out the Law and Justice Party last year. So, step by step. It's possible, but you've got to pay attention. And right now, the Trump's big thing is he wants to shut down the media. You've got CBS, who is being sued. ABC has already made a settlement. He's going after NPR and PBS. It's incredible. Secretary of State Rubio says he's the acting director of USAID. Oh, geez. USAID was created by John Kennedy in the 1960s and then ratified by an act of Congress, and it's the main thing that keeps smaller countries around the world, poorer countries around the world, on the side of America instead of signing agreements with China and Russia. China and Russia have spent billions trying to destroy USAID. And here now, Elon Musk and Donald Trump are doing it in a week. And what are you going to see? You're going to see countries all over the world saying, hey, if America won't help us out, we still need AIDS drugs. We still need development. We still need, anti-malarial drugs. We still need these things. We can't afford them. And China and Russia will step up and say, oh, it's just a pittance. It's not that much money. We're happy to help you. Just become our friends. Screw America. They are taking our country apart. So what say you? Sam in Lincoln, Illinois. Hey, Sam, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I've got 3 points. First of all, I think we're totally underestimating what's coming. He has said constantly, Trump has, that we've got to destroy the enemy within. And he says, we have to do it. I don't think Guantanamo is in any way for the illegal aliens. I think it's for the House and the Senate and the blue states, all the media, left wing. And I think that's what's going to go up there.
That's exactly what Hillary did
in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, Dachau was one of the early ones. They had over 500 of these prison camps. They called them concentration camps because in the German language, the word meant bringing together. So it was bringing together the communists, the socialists, the gays. Initially, it wasn't even the Jews. And the quote criminals, right, and throwing them all together into one prison camp. So yeah, Sam, I mean, we'll see, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I've got a second point, and that is that I think in the middle of the night, Canada is going to be occupied, and of course, Panama will be seized. That'll be easy, and they'll start on Greenland. And the fact is, this man has been grooming us for this for weeks.
Yeah.
He's been grooming us for a long time.
Yeah, actually.
So, anyway, those are my main points.
But. Yeah, I'm going to get into that in the next hour. I mean, they're making changes in the draft right now that makes it look like they're preparing for war. So I think, Sam, it's entirely possible that everything you just said is absolutely right. Sam, thanks for the call. Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Well, listen, it's really going down. What's going down are the protests. It's the 50 state capitals. This Wednesday at noon, that's February 5th, it has been wiped from Facebook and I don't know how many social media sites, but the protest is happening. It's
really
happening in your state.
Zuckerberg is censoring this stuff?
Well, I'm not finding it on Facebook anymore. So here's the deal. Show up at your state capitol at noon this Wednesday, February 5th. Bring signs. Don't put them on sticks. Sometimes that's not allowed. Carry the sign in your hand. Stop the coup and, you know, return our government to us. Whatever is in your heart, put it on a big card, you know, white paper board and write in red and black and blue ink. You know, we need to show up in numbers too big to ignore this Wednesday at noon at your state capitol or D.C. And I got to say, I went to file my taxes this morning at the IRS site, and I went through all this rigmarole and verification and take a picture of my face for biometrics and all this stuff. And then it said, your identity cannot be verified.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, geez.
Amazing.
Yeah, so show up Wednesday, please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Devon. Nettie in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Nettie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thank you, Tom. I've been trying to call Congress all morning. I mean, it takes me like 20 minutes. I'm on hold. And a lot of times they just disconnect me. I must have called like 7 times. I did get through to Rick Scott and Mark Ashley Moody. Mm-hmm. But then I forgot to mention about Elon because I wanted them to vote no for the three people, you know, running. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and then I forgot I wanted to have them investigate Elon. So I never got through again. But I'm just wondering if anybody else is having a problem with that.
Well, we'll see what people who call in have to say about it. I haven't tried this morning, but it wouldn't surprise me if the congressional switchboards are just slammed. I mean, Robert Reich just sent out a newsletter asking every, and he's got a lot of followers on Substack, asking, you know, the former labor secretary, asking everybody mm-hmm. to call Congress. I sent out a newsletter this morning asking everybody to call Congress. You know, we're not the only ones. There's a bunch of us out there saying, you know, Democrats need to stand up. They need to fight back. And, you know, we just need to raise absolute holy hell, Nettie. We just absolutely have to. This is our last stand. Nettie, thank you for the call. Joe in Oklahoma City. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, it's absolutely Armageddon up there in D.C. right now. I will say anybody trying to get through the main switchboard, you can also look up your representative on .gov and get their direct D.C. office number and might get past some of the
That's true. And you can also call their local offices. And very often that's a better route to go because their local offices are not swamped with calls. And typically constituents call the local offices. So they take those calls more seriously, actually.
Yeah, and let me throw out my little quick public health announcement. You know how long it took us just to even kind of get the door open for a majority of people to understand that the fossil fuels we're burning are producing more carbon than the natural systems can digest, and it's causing the heating as a result of it? This is the same thing with the connection between this massive increase in autism is absolutely tied to the plastics. I've been reading studies all this morning and last night, and I didn't realize 20% of the oil industry's revenues, 20% of that $500 billion a year revenue is coming from plastics. That's so you know they're going to keep that as far back. If anyone's pregnant out there, they know someone who's pregnant out there, the less plastic you can, you know, get around, cook, go to glass. Don't use plastic in any way, shape, or form. A study I was just reading showed an increase in BPA, that chemical coming from fossil fuel production, will create a likelihood by age 11, six times more increase that your male child will develop autism. And that's where we're seeing the increase in male children having autism, and this directly has to do with it.
Yeah.
The last thing I will say is, can you imagine if George Soros, the left-wing, had set up inside the Treasury?
Oh, God. The Republicans would be leading there would be a violent overthrow.
It'd be crazy.
It would be, yeah. It's really incredible, Joe, when you just kind of think about what would Republicans do in this situation. And frankly, increasingly, this is what Democrats should be doing. Joe, thank you. Not necessarily a violent overthrow, but you get the point. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with you, Paul.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract. All natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I walked in the door, they said, watch what you say. But I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. You don't feel no shame.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Omar in Herndon, Virginia. Hey, Omar, what's up?
Tom, thanks so much for taking my call. Just real quick, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the European Union, they had a meeting basically, and the main topic was how to counter Russia and deal with the Ukraine situation. And U.S. was not present for the first time.
Oh, wow. Over the weekend?
Yes, that was in the French magazine Le Monde. Basically, they had a meeting, and they just trying to see how they're going to be able to deal with Ukraine, because the Trump administration is not helping at all. I mean, they're really basically telling them to go on their own. But in regard to your rant earlier, what institution do we have in place to derail this what I call destruction? I mean, I think we're going to have a bad economy. The economy is going to crash. All this federal employees being unemployed is going to increase unemployment. You know, you got Elon Musk with access to the payment system. You know, if he decided doesn't want to pay AOC, he can block her payment. He can block any, you know, people in blue states payment. Yeah. So, what institution do we have in place? The Supreme Court is gone. I mean, yeah. There's no
other institution. The only institution I can think of, Omar, is the Democratic Party.
Well, they better act up quickly, and then
I agree.
That's why I wrote my piece today. Damn it. Get with the program, guys.
And also, I do want to blame the previous regime. I'm sorry, man. Biden should release Mueller report. He should declassify it. And Mela Gana should do something to address the issue with Trump. Chris Ray knew that Trump took $10 million from the Egyptian president,
yes.
And he was silenced.
Yeah.
That was a clear campaign violation. The Biden administration knew about it.
Yeah. No, it's there are so many crimes that Trump has committed or is alleged to have committed that it's difficult to keep track of them all. And, yeah, I'm with you. Omar, thank you for the call. Diane in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Oh, a lot's on my mind. For one thing, I still have a few Trumpist family members, and I know it's hard for people, but you've got to separate yourself from them. I don't mean hate them, anything like that. You can love them from a distance because I'm white, you know. How is that? Look what he's doing to black people and Hispanic people. And if I'm just allowing people like that into my life, that's giving them permission to be like that. And I don't approve of it. And I would like to know how these people feel. Their groceries are going to go up when he starts deporting all of the workers that work in the field that produce our food from one end of this country to the other.
Yeah, it's already happening. There are huge orange groves in California right now where the oranges are rotting on the trees because people are afraid to show up.
And it's going to be from one end of the country to the other. All these, I don't know if you saw it. It's like from the 60s, I think, Harvest of Shame. Very early 60s,
oh, yeah.
I believe. Maybe,
yeah, years
maybe
ago.
50. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And there were some poor blacks and there were some poor whites that did that. Now, they don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
They just don't want that work. And so I would like to know what in the world people think of what's going to happen. Some of these men that own huge farms and dairy producers admitted voting for Trump, but they said he would not deport. Why? Because they said food production would slow down to almost a standstill.
Right.
So people need to think about that, you know. And I would just, honestly, if you've got kids, I wouldn't let them over to your parents' house if they're doing that. My sister and my first cousin, when I asked them, okay, what if they were coming for me and I was hiding at your house, what would you do? You know what they said?
Turn you in.
I think I should just be able to vote for whoever I want. They didn't say. That's what I would have said. I would never betray you. I don't care who it was.
Yeah.
Whoever you think, no Biden, Obama, whoever. I would never betray you. I would never do that. That's their first thing they said to me is, I think I should be able to vote for whoever I want. That's creepy. Y'all think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. Come to terms.
Yeah, this is an old playbook that these guys are running out. It's been done in Hungary. It's been done in Russia. It's been done in country after country has fallen through this identical playbook that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are running out right now. This is not new. Diane, thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for watching us there in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Konyndyk is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight and without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for energy secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. For the first time in nearly a month because of the fires, the Pacific Coast Highway in